We were given this chunk of time that we normally wouldn't have.
Without a doubt.
So we were able to really put our heads together and figure out a plan of attack for our company.
This is The Playbook.
Once again, I've outdone myself, not only by the location here at this conference center in Anaheim, but with two favorable guests, incredible entrepreneurs. You may recognize them from other places, especially my friend here, Vanessa Hutchins. Welcome to The Playbook.
Thank you.
And then the handsome and articulate Oliver Trevina.
I'll take the handsome, but I've definitely not been called articulate before.
Yeah, I was like, that's a first.
We'll see how that goes.
I love it. It's the accent that makes you so intelligent and articulate.
Let's carry on.
Well, you know, you guys are friends.
Yeah. Yep.
And I have a rule about entrepreneurship and friendship. Number one rule is don't go into business with your friend. Rule number two, and I'm not going to ask which one, if you do go into business with your friend, make sure your friend has more money than you.
Okay.
And then rule number three, if you don't listen to rule number one or two, go back to rule number one. What inspired you two as friends to start this incredible company, Cali Water?
I mean, to be honest, I think that was the thing. Nothing was forced. Nothing was pushed. We didn't think we want to do this. Like, it happened. It was organic. And I truly believe in my experience in life that anything you force and push normally falls apart. When it's real and it happens and you're not pushing it, that's when the magic is. Where the magic is. So, see, I told you I wasn't articulate. Failed already 10 seconds in.
That's good.
But that for us is what it was. You know, we've been friends for 15 years. Literally, the longest friend I've had in LA. I mean, I've had friends, but, you know, friends come and go. We've been through it all together. We've been through thick and thin. And so to me, this is a walk in the park, you know?
Yeah, literally.
Did you have any intrepidation or any fear that it would ruin your friendship?
No, zero.
This is the first time it's been mentioned. So
literally.
Thank you. Lovely interview. We can wrap this up.
You're right on. We're all done.
It's always just for me. Like, I love working with the people that I love. You know, I'm very much a keep it in the fam type of gal. So I was like, the fact that we could do this together and see it lift off the ground and like be creative and get it into the hands of people that we love, like, that's what it's all about, you know, sharing things that you love with people you love.
I love that.
And we really believe in the product, and that's the thing. So it's like something we love bringing to our friends and bringing to our circle. And, you know, once again, without it being forced, but so many of our friends are now part of the company too. And it's, you know, whether it's investors or whether on the internal team or, you know, it just happened that way.
And so when it's right, it does happen that way. I don't know if either of you have read a book by Michael A. Singer. It's called Surrender Experiment.
No, but I do love a couple of Michael's other books. Yeah, I haven't read
Untethered
that one.
Souls,
Untethered
another one.
Soul. I have the daily.
You should read. You guys are a perfect example of surrender experience.
Okay.
Experiment, because allowing things to happen, but yet still putting forth the consistent, persistent effort, which it takes, no matter how natural or simple things are.
Totally.
You still have to put not only doing, saying, thinking, believing, but the feeling. The passion and the why behind
it. Love that. I'm definitely going to check that out. Yeah, the Untethered Souls, they do a card box, and you turn over a daily card every day. So I have those at home.
You'll love it. You'll love that. Now, I'm into counterintuitive things, like surrendering is counterintuitive to most entrepreneurs. They think they have to make it happen, force it to happen, muscle it to happen. But another counterintuitive thing is that you would actually have a water company based off of cactus water, which seems to be like a scarce supply of water, like from the movies. I know in your background, when I'm hearing cactus water, I'm thinking this could be delicious, but like, how do you get enough cactus water to have a company with cactus water?
So this will probably, well, maybe not shock you, but this was the great thing. Cacti is sustainable, right? So it's actually less risky than a coconut water. Coconut water, you've got to crack the coconut, you've got to drain the water, and then you throw the coconut out. So eventually coconuts might not be around. Cacti, the prickly pear, naturally drains. So it's not, no cacti is harmed.
Wow.
So the cacti naturally drains. It goes into, you know, to our co-packer, and then we make the beverage. So the cacti itself is sustainable. And that's a big part of the company and the brand. And also I think the cactus market, even from what I hear and with conversations with retailers, is growing across the board. You know, whether it's cactus-based chips or cactus-based tortilla wraps or whatever it is, I think we're going to see a massive surge in the next, you know, year or so.
That's phenomenal. I never even thought of that. And then
I just made all that up.
I like it. Yeah. You're a great salesman.
He didn't.
Who came up with the idea, though? Where because you guys both believe in, you know, doing good to do well.
Yeah.
And this company represents that so well, no pun intended.
Yeah.
I mean, I was actually on a road trip in New Mexico, and I got a prickly pear margarita.
Wait,
and
where
I was
in New Mexico?
Like,
Santa Fe?
I was all over. I was on a road trip. So
okay, can I ask you a question outside? I'm good. I'm known for this, but I have to ask you.
Okay.
I do a lot of keynote speaking. Uh-huh. I'm not going to mention the university that I was doing the graduation speech for, but I swear there's aliens in New Mexico. There's like hybrid people that I felt very peculiar when I was in New Mexico. I'm not going to say where in New Mexico, but you know how they talk about the...
Yeah, I don't think you need to say where. I think everyone in New Mexico doesn't like you at this point.
Yeah. They might. The aliens might. Yeah. But anyway, I digress.
But yeah, I tried this margarita, the prickly pear, and I was like, what is this magical thing that I have never heard of? And then I started learning about all the health benefits that it has, and that's totally in alignment with like who I am, what I stand for.
What are some of the health benefits?
There's so many. Well, I mean, there's 5 times the natural... occurring electrolytes more than coconut water, so it's super hydrating. There's a ton of antioxidants, so it's great for hair, skin, nails. It has antiviral properties.
Now you're giving up all your beauty secrets to everybody.
I know, literally.
I know.
It's already competitive enough in the entertainment space. Don't give everyone your secrets.
Yeah. Digestion, hydration, yeah.
So what about the cost? Is it, you know, like some waters are like 2,000 feet under the sea, or coconut water.
What did you say? What about the
cost?
The cost.
You know,
we're losing
to
money.
Extract it.
No, it costs us $10 for every can, and we sell it because we love people. The cost is. I mean, it's a fruit.
But it's reasonable.
It's reasonable. Yeah. I mean, there's cacti farms. There's a lot of farms, you know, around the same as there is everything else. So it's out there, and as I say, it's a growing market. So I'm sure as the market grows, costs will reduce as well. But right now, obviously, you know, cost is attainable. We wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't.
And now business experience wise, I always say there's a million great ideas, but it doesn't mean they're a good business. And it takes a certain type of person to take a great idea that other people haven't thought of and make it into a good business. What roles do each of you play in making this a good business? Because not only is it a great idea, number one, I've tasted the quality of the product, exceptional. You deliver it well.
Thank you.
And now if you deliver it well to the masses, that's when good ideas delivered well to the masses become great businesses.
Yeah.
Which roles do you guys play in the business end of it?
I mean, I'll be honest, it's and I really don't think people expect this, but everything from the beginning of this beverage to even now, like, I mean, Vanessa's an extremely busy human being, and people would just assume, oh, I'm sure she's just here and there. Mm-hmm. It's everything. Like, there is nothing in that drink that wasn't approved, or I mean,
at our booth today wasn't approved.
Literally, that we're on an email with the people making our booth, and I think they were even shocked that Vanessa's on the thread and saying, "Hey, can we do this?" And I screenshot this tile that I found this and this wood and this. Like, she's extremely involved, and I think we collaborate well. And I also know, like, there's things I'm not good at. Like, for instance, I'm colorblind, so I'm not even getting involved. I'm not getting involved
in the...
I'm
definitely, like, the creative.
Yeah.
And, like, with how things taste, we're both very involved in, obviously. Yeah. But, like, packaging is something that, like, I'm very hands-on with, and just making sure the whole thing is cohesive.
Yeah, and also cares, because, you know, there's an element of even I will take it and I'll be like, oh, this tastes great, we should do it. And she's like, no, it's still not right. And we have to wait another 2 weeks to speak to the formulation people and that. But that's a blessing, because I don't know many people in any walks of life, let alone a partner like Vanessa, that is that, you know, I guess focused on every little touch, you know?
I'm very detail oriented.
That's the best way of putting it.
That's great. And it's important. But you both still, although you have a personality that's more like mine, very detail oriented, you still as partners need to have open minds, open hearts, and open hands. And I see that immediately when I met both of you, that there's an authentic relationship and love for what you do and love for each other.
Yeah.
But needless to say, I love my siblings. But at times, I tend to have an ego-based consciousness because I care so much that I have a need to be offended or a need to be right. Are there any kind of ego consciousnesses or needs of of you at any time that you think, you know, we're in that way?
We're chosen family. We choose each other. Yeah. And like our relationship has survived the past 15 years. Because we do. And I feel like it's just so nice that we get to dream something up together and see it come into fruition. You know, like it's so rare that actually happens. And
which is why I'm asking all these questions. Yeah, holy shit, these guys are for real.
It's honestly, like you said, it was the same thought I had. And I'd never looked at it this way until you worded it that way. But, you know, family, and I love my family.
Me too.
But they're my family, so you have to deal with the ups and downs and the this and that.
A lot more baggage.
And you don't have a choice. Friends can walk away. And for 15 years, you've seen me through my ups, my downs, some moments that I was probably a complete pain in the ass and a nightmare. And she didn't have to stay, but she stayed. And that, to me, is a testament of everything. And I'm you know, there for her for life, and she knows that. And, and it's vice versa. And I think that's the difference. I give myself goosebumps. But it makes me emotional because she's soul of the earth, and I'm grateful, and it's a friendship that's become deeper than, you know, any other friendship. And I think it's a good way of putting it, because family, and you love your family, but you're like, oh, I'm stuck and I have to answer the phone when they call back the next day because they're still my family, even if they did upset me. It's not that case with friendship. When you find a real one and you're there for each other that way, you can't turn your back. Yeah, exactly.
I was blessed. My business partner is a Hall of Fame quarterback, a guy named Warren Moon. And he asked me why.
What's a quarterback? Sorry.
Sports One Marketing.
I'm kidding.
Probably like rugby.
Go Sports.
But Warren asked me, you know, because we were such good friends. He was someone that we represented at Lee Steinberg, the sports agency. And then he wanted to spin off a marketing company. And he asked me why I wanted to be a business partner with him, because he had asked me to be his business partner. And I said, humility. I said, I'm around the greatest celebrities, athletes, entertainers, billionaires, millionaires. And it's rare when you have that leverage in life, which there is a leverage in life that you get from the fame and fortune in our society, that you still can maintain humility, a real humility. And I feel that to be true, especially of you, Vanessa. You've been successful for so long, but yet your relationship is authentic and humble.
So
with
humble,
Oliver,
yeah.
And you are respectful of that real Vanessa that probably most of us will never see.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, it's crazy. But you know, that's life. I mean, I'm 40. I'm a bit older
than
Vanessa.
You're old, man. 40.
But I'm still learning every day. You know, I still have to learn. I still have to keep myself in check every day. I'm still making mistakes. It's just part of life. But I think you surround yourself with the right people. And that is one of the most important lessons I've ever learned in my journey, is the people around you, you know?
And tactfully, the last 2 years have not been easy on supply chain, especially. Yeah. And this product has supply chain, you know, issues and focus. How were you guys able to continue to grow and scale and brand so well over the most challenging time for, you know, a beverage company with supply chain issues?
I mean, I think for me, the thing that was like really special was we were given this chunk of time that we normally wouldn't have.
Without a doubt.
So we were able to really put our heads together and figure out a plan of attack for our company. And for me, being the creative that I am, I was like, okay, this is how I want our campaigns to look. Yeah. This is the kind of images that I want us to be pushing out. These are the company, the grocery stores, the retailers we love and we want to be pushing things out to. So, I mean, it just gave us the time to really get focused and get on the same page and kind of figure out a game plan as to how we can push this out into the world.
Yeah. And I think that's a good point, because she is always here, there and everywhere in the best way. I mean, busy. And I think it gave us a chance to like sit and really focus and get things right to then, you know, build that foundation to then move forward. But in reference to your supply chain, I mean, everyone suffered, you know, it pushed our launch out a few times, but I truly believe in timing. And eventually when we did launch, it was perfect timing. Yeah. Even the way we did our event and everything else, like it all worked itself out. But in the beginning, yeah, I mean, we had the co-packer we were working with originally. I think they shut down twice with COVID. You know, it's an issue, you know, everyone struggled with it. But the blessing of that was for sure that we got to spend some real time together and kind of build this out properly and be on the same page and then move forward, which is massively important.
And now with the product itself, everyone has a favorite part of their baby.
Totally.
And I would say I'm always fearful when you're in love with a product. To be in business with my own product, I try to keep entrepreneurs, as I coach them, don't be in love with your product. Stay pragmatic. But I can tell you guys are in love with your product, which is wonderful.
We are.
Do you have differing opinions on what your favorite thing is about Cali Water?
I mean, I think we're both super passionate about health and wellness. So I think our favorite thing is like how good it for you it actually is. I am the worst person ever with drinking water. I need hydration, and now I have it with our company, and it's just so fun because literally every single person's hands that we put it into, they love it. So
I think that's the exciting part, is when we say everyone as well, it really is everyone. Like, whether I've given it to my parents, which was a challenge because I wanted to send them like a 4-pack to England, and it got sent back 6 times because of customs. Cost me about $1,000 in the end for my parents to try Cali Water. But eventually when they did, they love it, and they're in their 70s. And then we've got kids at, you know, my godchildren at 2 years old to an 18-year-old. So everyone really drinks it and is like, oh, wow, we love this. And I think that's the exciting part of why we want to build this so big, is because there's no reason it can't be either, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what's so rare, and as you look around this convention that we're at, is there's very few products that are so healthy for you, so sustainable.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, even almonds, you know, water and almonds sucks up.
Yeah.
Like, literally. I mean, I'm surprised. They should be more than gasoline. Everybody knows how much that is right now. But what surprises me when I tried this is it could taste this good.
I know.
And be healthy.
I know.
And so sustainable, which I just learned that component of it right now. Do you know why or how it's so tasty? Like, what do you guys do?
Yeah, because she's extremely picky and we have to do 65 tastings to get it right. I can tell you, it probably would have been half that good if I had the big. I'd be like, we're good now. We're good. Make the cans.
I'm picky and I would have quit after 30.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay, it's good enough. Let's just get the drink out there.
It's sustainable. That's good enough. People drink it. And by the way, have you tasted some of the, excuse my language, stuff here?
No.
No comment.
Like, they'll
no,
tell me how great it is for him. Like, you know what? It could literally give me a year off of my life, or, you know, add a year. I'm not eating this every day.
Well, I think that's
what I'll drink every day.
Yeah, that's what we do. Like, I literally wake up and first thing go grab, because my favorite is the prickly pear. I call it my candy water. Grab that and down it first thing in the morning. And when I tell you, like, I've got cases delivered on for like the week and they're gone in 2 days. Everyone is
like
obsessed with
candy
them.
Grapes, right?
Literally,
before we were,
like,
before we were shipping around like nationwide, I was visiting you in Florida.
Yeah.
And before I even left, she was like, hey, can you bring me some Cali Water? we genuinely both love it. And I think for me, you know, I love health and wellness, and I was always that strange guy going in a grocery store and whatever it said was really healthy, I'd buy. And you do get used to just assuming that if it's good for you, it tastes bad. That's just the way
just
it's going to be.
Around here,
you know, you just accept it and you kind of close your eyes, you grin your thing, you down it, and you're like, it's fine, it's going to help me. And that's the exciting thing about this, is like, it's good for you, but it tastes great. It doesn't need to taste bad. But I think it takes time.
It tastes so good that you can use it as a mixer, which I definitely do.
Yes. It is amazing. But I will tell you, this may be the most expensive. I've traveled around the world and done this podcast. I've done over 1,000 of them.
Uh-huh.
This may be the most expensive because I think I'm going to lose half of my endorsement deals with health food companies and anybody in New Mexico that loves me. So I have to be truthful.
This absolutely is
the best water I've tasted.
Thank you.
And just so you know,
beyond it being healthy and even sustainable. So I want to congratulate you.
Thank
both.
You, brother. Thank
you.
No, I was going to say, and on that note, if you lose everything, if you go bankrupt, we're going to send you 6 cans for free.
Hey,
we got your back.
You got to start following me because I'm known for losing everything. I lost over $100 million and made it back. So
there
you nailed
go.
My brand. See, you're just promoting
you're fine,
me.
Bro.
Let's switch seats. See,
you're
I told
fine,
you.
Bro.
You're articulate and smart. All right, last question real quick. What's next?
Oh,
well, for Cali Water, we got a lot of
Cali
things
Water,
coming
yeah.
on. We have a kids pouch, which I am so excited about
Thank
because
God.
growing up, like, I remember the Capri Suns and how much high sugar. Fructose corn syrup is in it and artificial coloring. And I was like, this would be the perfect product for children in the prickly pear because, like I said, I call it my candy water. So we came up with a little pouch that, like, I was very involved with designing the packaging, put little mantras on the back for kids to say out loud and empower them. And we're really excited to launch that.
Yeah, we have a couple new flavors coming as well. We're just finalizing the taste on those. And then we'll be doing a couple more, I'll say, product innovations. We won't mention too much, but we have some interesting stuff in the pipeline.
Yeah.
And then it's just about, you know, expanding. We're obviously available on Amazon nationwide, so people can do that. But we're you know, fast growing in California. We'll be on the East Coast. And just really expanding nationwide this year. And then hopefully...
Global.
See what else happens.
Worldwide.
Cali Water.
Well, not only am I in love with your product, Cali Water, but I'm in love with both of you.
Thank you,
Oliver.
Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Thanks for the support.